It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 April 2024. Hey, income tax day. I bet you're excited about that, right? But anyway, that's not our topic tonight. That's not our topic at all. I got several announcements to make here before I bring up our guest, Dane Wigington. And we have a lot to discuss tonight. Before we get into the program, though, this weekend, Lord willing, on the 20th, we're going to have Bible study. I hope you'll join us if you can. Starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Just go to PastorButch.com and click right on Rumble, right on the homepage, Rumble. You can watch us live in the first half hour. They do prayer requests and praise reports. Then from 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News. Then from 1 to 2, we're going to have Dimitri Dudeman's grandson, Michael Bodea, join us to share a little bit about himself and mostly about his grandpa and the price he paid to come to America to share God's warning to America. I hope you'll join us, folks. You can watch us live, like I said, by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on Rumble. You can call us on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And also, if anybody living in the Clarksburg, Fairmont area right here in West Virginia, there's a meeting coming up on Wednesday, the 24th, and there's going to be a teaching done on some things that you might want to listen to. This is at Snowball Bush Lane in Fairmont, West Virginia. They're going to be using Dr. Lawrence Blanchard's Bible Mastery at Boot Camp. And we'll be discussing a lot of interesting topics, folks. I talked to ladies trying to help this thing get run the other day. And I have a phone number here. If you want to attend, if you're free Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, if you'll give me a call at the office, I'll have a number here for you to call to talk to the lady that's going to be running this thing. Her name, I'm going to find her again. I'm sorry, I should have in front of me. Jackie. If you'll call Jackie, she will tell you how to get to the meeting and share with them and the lesson that's going to be taught. If you call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, Lisa will have the number for you to call Jackie, and we'll get it right out and we'll get it to you and call and ask for directions to the meeting on April 24th, find out all the times and what's going to be needed there. I promise you, folks, you're going to enjoy this, all right? So I'll make the announcement. Also, this is a very important announcement, so pay real close attention. We make it several times between now and the time we're going to make a change up here with Call to Decision. Sometime next month and a half, 2 months, the 8 o'clock broadcast for this program will be pre-recorded. There's a change up in administration there with Todd, and he may well share with you later on what it's all about, but there's a change up. The programs are no longer be live in the evenings, so we will be pre-recording a broadcast to be broadcast at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, as usual. I don't know the dates yet. Probably sometime in May, sometime in June. The programs will be pre-recorded. So, I mean, we cannot take phone calls during the broadcast, but that's okay. I'm sure y'all don't mind that too much. But it's going to be a change-up administration and how things are going to run their studio. So bear with us there, please. And also, a lot of y'all are taking up on the deal that offered, and I'm so glad you are. The $25 deal for get 3 hours, actually 6 hours DVD, but 3 hours of it is Christian Worldview News. But 3 hours on America and Bible prophecy. I prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're all through there, who we are, and what the end's going to be for America. It's in the book, folks. That DVD or CD, I do recommend DVD, but CD will do. $25 for that, and we'll throw in a book entitled The New Jerusalem is not the old Jerusalem. $25, and also we're going to send you for free the outline that I use for the lesson that I taught. Now, folks, this lesson is so vitally important to unlocking prophecy. If you don't understand what we're going to tell you and what we're telling them, teaching a lesson, you'll never understand prophecy. That's about as fair as I can put it, as honest as I can put it. You'll never understand prophecy without this knowledge. You just won't. So you can call and order that teaching. You can send a check-in for it, a money order, $25. Or call Lisa again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Use a credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do, and get the teaching of American prophecy. We'll send you the book, and we'll send the outline, and Phil Hudock, our producer, will send you the DVD or CD, whichever you prefer. But I cannot tell you, scripturally, prophetically, how important this lesson is. All right? So, with all that being said, we're going to talk to the gentleman tonight that I read his articles a lot. I enjoy what I read. Doug reads everything he thinks. No, I don't. But I respect this man highly. He's doing a hard job and doing a great job trying to get people's eyes open to the truth in a lot of different areas. But, folks, if you wait to find somebody you agree with all the time, I don't agree with myself all the time, so get over it. I've had people quit listening to this program because somebody that we have on the broadcast is a Trump fan. They get mad at me because they're a Trump fan, and I don't correct them. Hey, all I do is tell the truth. They have to make their own decision on that. Because somebody's a Trump fan doesn't mean they're not doing a lot of great works. But people are so self-righteous sometimes that they can't seem like they can get over anybody else disagreeing with them. If disagreement would have separated me from so many people, I wouldn't have been married more than 2 weeks. Okay? We're going on 53 years, so let's get over this baby nonsense. Let's listen to what it says, understand what's being told, pick out what we know is true, and try to teach others. That's how you grow. Now again, let's bring up our guest, Dane Wiginton. Dane, are you there?
Hear you loud and clear, Pastor Butch. You're good.
It's good to have you, my friend. Truly good to have you. And before I forget, folks, I may mention one more thing. I have two articles in my hand. Both of these will be in May's Minuteman magazine. If you don't receive the magazine, I got about a 25-page report here on the true history of the income tax and, believe it or not, the Confederate Gettysburg Address, so to speak. And if when you read the income tax and you read the speech made in 1871, long before income tax was thought about, you'll see why the South was right on so many different things and how they brought in all this tyranny after 1871 when the South was wiped out. So the Confederate Gettysburg Address brought by a gentleman, a pastor named John L. Gerald Doe, is phenomenal. You understand how we got to the place with income tax, all the other things, when you read this. Both of these articles together, and folks are pretty thick, and it costs a postage. $10, get them to you if you want them. If not, if you receive the magazine, you'll receive it in the Minuteman magazine. All right, so you want to copy this. I promise you want to copy these things. Now, back to your guest. By the way, do I send you a copy, Dane, of the Minuteman magazine every month on the Internet, on email?
I don't recall seeing that.
Well, I'm going to add you to the list because this is a phenomenal magazine. I think you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So anyway, Dane, we got a lot to talk about, a lot of places to go. And we got a lot of different issues, not just weather and geoengineering. We got a lot to talk about. But before we get into different topics, what are you seeing now? Now, we know Tennessee just signed this, passed a law, folks. They don't want any more spraying over the state. About 6-7 other states are in the process doing that also, or already have. Of course, it's meaningless. It isn't going to stop it. It's a symbolic gesture. But, Dave, what are you seeing as a top couple issues with what they're doing now with our atmosphere?
It is symbolic. You're correct about that. And if I could back up just one moment, I agree with you 100%. We all need to find our common ground to stand on, and I'm with you on that completely, Pastor Butch. And in the case of you and I, everything so far, I think we're pretty much on the same page. Everything we've ever discussed so far, we might find something different. And when we do, and with your audience too, when they call in, I encourage them. If there's something that they don't think is the way that our data and our conclusions say it is, I encourage that
Absolutely.
Call. Let's talk about it and put the data we have on the table and try to clear the lens through which we're seeing. And again, I welcome the more skeptical, the better. So just want your audience to know that when they call in. What we're seeing right now, Tennessee was the first. They're the first to successfully pass this bill. Part of the reason they did was because the specific representative, Monty Fritz, exceptional man, had a very productive conversation with him about a week ago, and also Stephen Sutherland, senator, and they were very meticulous about honing that bill down to the nuts and bolts, inarguable. We don't want any spraying of anything toxic, anything detrimental to the atmosphere, to alter weather, to block sun. It was very straightforward, very inarguable, and that's why that legislation went through, in spite of the fact, and if anybody has seen the testimony, and it's on their site, it's truly alarming to see the testimony that happened in the House and the Senate from what are clearly matrix minion representatives that formed more or less a coup to try to keep this bill from going through. I mean, it's astonishing to watch their behavior. It's imbecilic.
I got to say this real quickly. We know it's symbolic. So why did the other side fight it so much? I mean, what was the point?
The point is, they don't want anything passing that brings credibility to this issue. That's their point.
On the other hand, too, you're right. They don't want that. But this, if anybody who's skeptical of this even being a fact, the chemtrails even being a fact or anything else, this should prove to them that it's real. When the state takes a stand, this should let them know this really is something we didn't make up.
It should. And on that point, if I could just bring mention of something that, again, the terminology was part of what got this through. Never anywhere in that bill was the term chemtrails mentioned. And that term is fine with personal conversation. It certainly is a chemical trail, but we're playing chess and we need to play well. We need to know the playing field. And that has been made the instant marginalization term with media, elected officials. When that term's mentioned, they're done. They will escort you out of their office, give you a standard form sheet that says that's a hoax. And so that's part of what Monty Fritz and Stephen Sutherland did that was so effective. They only use the science term, geoengineering, solar radiation management.
There you go. Okay, and great. So, yes, good point.
That's important. It is, and it is bringing credibility to the issue. We've already had coverage in all major networks, BBC, ABC, and what was interesting, Pastor Butch, is every one of those, even though that term was never once mentioned anywhere in the legislation or by the presentations by the experts or, again, in the legislation itself, that was the term used on the headline of every single major media publication, chemtrails, every single one. We didn't use it. The reps didn't use it, but they did. And so it's just indicative of how much they want us to follow a certain narrative, and they use that against us, and so we need to use it against them.
Well, you know, it's amazing that, and I mean this sincerely, it takes someone with a very strong willpower to deny what their eyes even see when you look up into the sky and see what we see. It takes someone with what the Bible calls it willful ignorance to deny that.
I so agree with you. I mean, I don't have the words for that, even how people can bring themselves to ignore their God-given senses in exchange for the official narrative of total denial from what they can see, what they can feel. And to put this into context, how immediate this threat is. I don't care what anybody else is. I shouldn't say I don't care. I care. But no matter what anyone's causes or concerns are, at this point, if we don't deal with what's happening in our skies, none of that will matter. None of it. Because people have been trained, Pastor Butch, to think that whatever's happening from an earth change standpoint, it's going to take millennia or centuries to play out. That could not be further from the truth. The equation we face is unimaginably exponential. And when to put that into context, based on current trajectories right now, mathematical, statistical trajectories, we'll be lucky if anyone makes the end of this decade. And let me give some numbers behind that, because people hear that and they roll their eyes and walk away because they've been so well trained to completely shut down at any such statement, because Walmart's still open. You can still buy a Big Mac. What could be wrong,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have current right now, insect populations globally down 80 to 90%. Not somewhere off in the future, right now, today. Global pelagic fish populations of food fish down 90-plus percent right now, today. Wildlife populations down over 70% in the last 40 years alone, which is already a decline. So since pre-industrial baselines, probably down 80 to 90% right now, today. No functional habitat, no people. Plankton populations in the Atlantic, with peer-reviewed study, down 90% right now. No plankton, no people. Global tree cover, down two-thirds, 66-plus percent. The remaining trees are sick, dead, and dying. Since pre-industrial baselines, down 66-plus percent. No trees, no people. Let's put all this together. How long do we think we're going to be here in the current trajectory? And they are poisoning the entire planet with what they're dispersing in our skies. And we know, and I'll stop after this, we know from rain test extrapolations over a single U.S. state, which we haven't disclosed yet because we don't want to put that institution on the radar, that it appears that they are spraying somewhere in the range of 40 to 60 million tons, 40 to 60 million tons of highly toxic nanoparticles into our skies annually, and we're all breathing it with every breath we take.
Wow. You know, 20 or so years ago, we had a local TV station, no longer get on TV because it's no longer local stations, WOAY-TV out of Oak Hill, West Virginia. A lady on there, her name, by the way, was Casey, by the way. I'm serious, Casey, by the way, reported that the songbird population, this has been 20-some years ago, was down 40% back then. I can only imagine what it is now. And I can tell a difference in the amount of birds, songbirds, in our area. Used to be in the mornings, they wake you up. There's so many of them singing. Not that way any longer, is it?
Oh, I mean, you're so correct, and I feel that on a very personal level. For your listeners that don't know, I live in the middle of the wilderness in Northern California. That's where I'm speaking to you from right now. I mean, all I can see in every direction is canyons and ridges and trees, and this is where I've spent my life now, and I live off-grid completely, and I have spent more nights than I could count in the forest restoring habitat and exploring some of the trailless areas here. And it was the case only 15 years ago, you couldn't sleep past first light because there were so many birds. It sounded like you're in the tiki room at Disneyland, you know, where they put all the bird songs.
By the way, I'll add this too. This is proven scientific fact that bird singing affects growth of wild of plants.
Isn't that profound? I mean, people, the web of life is so complex and so interconnected that we can't begin to comprehend it. I mean, this is creation. Now it is deathly silent in the mornings all day. We see very, very few birds. The bears, which I would bump into all the time out there, are now few and far between. It's shocking here. And the trees, we have the fir tree, the Douglas fir, is the predominant tree in Western North American forests. And we just got a peer-reviewed science study titled Firmageddon. And I think that title is pretty self-descriptive. Every fir tree in Western North American forests is in some stage of decline or already dead. And it's not just the beetles. That's what the official agencies blame it on. Beetles are a symptom of a sick, dead, dying tree. These contaminants that are coming down in our rain are annihilating soil microbiome and root systems.
Yes,
if the soil is dead, nothing will grow. And this soil is all but sterilized. And we are there's so much metal coming down, Pastor Butch, in our areas. I acquired through USDA connections. I have the original historical soil pH baselines. These are acidic soils, 5.4, 5.5. And now they're 6.5, 6.6, and 1 point on that scale is a magnitude of 10. These soils now, because of the contamination of the rain, aluminum is a major part of that, bioavailable aluminum, which is highly toxic to all life forms, period. So much is coming down in the rain that it has altered our soil pH value here 10 times toward alkaline.
Oh, my. Oh, my. What I have seen in our state, and we have a beautiful state here full of all kinds of hardwoods and softwoods. I watched the ash die off. I'm watching beech die off. Now I'm watching oak die off. And when oak goes, that's a heavily important tree to wildlife because it produces a mast, of course, acorns. Everything eats it, bear, deer, squirrels, everything. When it goes, so much wildlife is going to die with it. But I see that happening in our own state. Yet, it's never discussed by any government agency, including the local DNR or the Farm Bureau. They don't discuss these things. I don't know why, but they don't even bring them up. But surely they see it too.
They do. Again, we are 100% on the same page. We live in a very biodiverse forest here, mixed conifer and hardwood. And here's how this causes a domino cascading collapse effect. The soil microbiome I mentioned, when you sterilize the beneficial microbiome, non-beneficial organisms take over. Just like with the human body, when you take antibiotics, you're very susceptible to fungal infections. Same is true in the forest. So from those hardwood trees, they are being extraordinarily affected negatively because of a plethora of fungal infections. When you fill the atmosphere with these nanoparticles, that is a platform for fungal proliferation to expand and spread. And we don't know what other organisms they may be including in this dispersion, because unless you know what you're looking for, you can't find it. And we do know, and your listeners may have seen this, if your listeners have seen, as you go into the fall and winter, if they've seen deciduous trees where the leaves die and hang on that tree all winter long, if it's not in a place where the wind blows them off, we have deciduous trees all over the country now in many locations where the leaves hang dead on the tree all winter. That is not nature. And we have just proven with expensive and extensive testing that they are, in fact, spraying hormonal defoliants over extraordinarily large regions to force the deciduous trees into dormancy to create the illusion of a change of season, because it's not cold enough long enough for nature to make that happen. And the agricultural producers here in California have already been using that type of defoliant. It's not a dioxin, not like what they use in Vietnam, which kills everything. This is very targeted. It's certainly toxic as well for us, but that is exactly the case. Have you ever seen a tree like that, Pastor Butch, that's got the leaves hanging
yes,
on it?
Yes, I have. I didn't know what you're talking about now, but yes, I have seen that. But you know, what really breaks my heart is we're telling people this. We're not going to stop it now. It's way too far going, but we're trying to warn people to prepare themselves. This is going to get much worse in the future, isn't it?
Very, very near future. And if I can back up a second, and then I'll answer that question. For people that doubt they could do this on the scale that I just described over extensive regions to have that type of spray dispersion, think about this. 50-plus years ago, we were defoliating entire jungles in Vietnam. How far have they come since then? They have much more technology and much more capability now to do what they are doing. And we know, we just proved this, again, in the case of the defoliants, we have a published study that we hope to have in a week or two from a major internationally recognized institution to back up everything I just stated. So in regard to the time frames and the exponential equation, and that is something that unfortunately very few really understand, that exponential equation. If we look at it like a fuse that burns along at a certain pace, and that's how they build models of climate and environment, and that is, it does not apply here. Because when that fuse burns to, once it hits the stick of dynamite, that's the end. And again, that is the type of equation we face. Even Einstein said that was one of the flaws of the public, not that I necessarily respect what he did, but the failure to recognize the exponential equation. So if we look at, again, the statistics I already gave, it would be based at face value without some outside intervention, and I don't say that lightly from a spiritual standpoint, but at face value, I will be surprised if we reach the end of this year without major disruptions in our current reality. And I want people to listen to what I'm saying, because they jump to some conclusion that we're all going to be gone by the end of the year. I didn't say that. Once links in this chain start to break, once the population realizes that the party's over, the party really is over, because that is what keeps those in power able to do business as usual as long as possible, by feeding normalcy bias, by people thinking, well, again, Walmart's open, McDonald's is selling burgers, nothing can be that bad, even though we have 3 dozen countries around the world right now descending into total chaos, like Haiti. You see what's happening in Haiti, right,
oh,
Pastor
yes,
Butch?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
That's what's coming. That's what's coming from here. So we're looking at crop collapse all over the globe. So when you change atmospheric chemistry, and this is where people need to understand the total equation as well, they have not just climate engineering, but human activities in general have completely altered atmospheric chemistry. So when people hear CO2 and they hear a narrative, well, it's necessary, the more the better, you know, that's not how nature works. Just because something's necessary doesn't mean more is better. We need water. We can't live 2 or 3 days without it, but if you put your head a foot under, you're going to live about 2 or 3 minutes. It's a matter of balance. So we've altered atmospheric chemistry. We've destroyed the ozone layer, and in that factor, climate engineering is the single biggest factor. We now have, based on our readings, we have a former NASA contract engineer that works directly for us. It appears by our readings, we have state-of-the-art equipment, that we have about 30% of the ozone layer remaining. Not 30% gone. 30% remaining. No ozone layer, no more food, no more plankton, no more people. And it's even less over the polar regions, slightly more over the mid-latitudes. So when we couple this all together, again, there's no scenario under which this current paradigm can be maintained for much longer. So now we plug in the desperation in the Middle East, the raw, naked, genocidal aggressiveness that's being exercised there against people that are completely defenseless.
Yes. Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, okay? Folks, a lot more to talk about. Plus your phone calls, 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable, to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back again. That theme song I've played now for 31 years is more apropos with every passing day of what's happening. We are at war here. The enemy's come to kill, and they're getting it done. And again, I will make an offer again for this interesting history of the income tax and the Confederate Gettysburg Address, so to speak, and how they tie together. What did the South losing the Civil War have to do with the income tax? You read it, you'll find out, okay? We've got them both available for gift, $10 you want them, we're going to offer them to you. But if not, they'll be in this month's magazine. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, you're missing the biggest, in my mind, of course, I put it together, best up-to-date magazine of hard copy information that you can print off to your computer and share with your friends, and it's free online. Just email me. Email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. I don't care what part of the world you're in, this will fit you also. Email me, and all I ask you to do is when you receive it, to pass it on to all your friends. We're reaching tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people with this magazine now. Let's reach a whole lot more. We can't change a lot of things, folks, but at least we can open people's eyes to the truth as to what is happening, why it's happening, and maybe how to prepare for some of this. Okay, Dan, go ahead and finish your thoughts, sir.
Before the break, what I was trying to do, as we discussed off air, was to point out that so much of the naked aggression we see right now from the military-industrial complex is directly related to unfolding ecological collapse and the quest for resources by empire to continue fueling their juggernaut of destruction until the last possible moment. So even if we look at scenarios like what's happening in Gaza and the Middle East, which is very polarizing for so many people because they all want to believe a specific perspective or narrative, I would simply like to point out that, of course, nobody condones what Hamas did. But as we discussed off air, Pastor Butch, we know, we have absolute proof now that the Israeli military and government knew that was coming for over a year with a 40-page report, and they did nothing. Hamas
and I might add this, too, as we knew about Pearl Harbor, as we knew about 9-11. So yeah, this isn't a surprise. Go ahead.
Exactly the same. What will it take? Same with Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin. It never happened. In this case, not only did they have that 40-page report, but 6 weeks ahead of time, Hamas was posting on social media what they were going to do. They had their training camps within sight of the most protected prison wall in the entire world. We have Israeli former military that monitored the wall on film, on the record, stating no chance that could have happened without an inside maneuver to make sure it happened, that the wall was abandoned for 8 hours. In 15 places, it was breached with old pickup trucks and even older Chinese motorcycles. And we have lawnmower engine-powered hang gliders flying over. This absolutely was exactly what Netanyahu wanted. And how many Bastrovich know this? Netanyahu funded Hamas through Qatar since 2006 because he stated on the record that was the only way to ensure that no solution would ever happen there. People need to do their homework and their research, and the Palestinian people don't want what Hamas did either. So, again, back to resource depletion, and that is all connected. There is petroleum reserves under Gaza, and most people have no idea about that because Matrix Media has never said so. Same with Afghanistan, same with Syria, I mean, Iraq.
And by the way, I'll add this, too. Israel's already building beachfront houses right on the beach in Gaza. They're already building right now.
This is, again, how clear can this picture be? People need to absolutely examine the facts. I would encourage your listeners, really encourage them, to search and view this movie. It's free online. It's called Occupation 101 and second documentary, Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land. You want to know the real history of what's happening there? That's it. These people lived in peace. Jews, Palestinians, and other traditions, they lived in peace for so many years before certain groups came in and utilized it all for their own benefit. So bottom line is, we stay on the current course. We will all be like the Gazans, like the Haitians. It's coming for all of us. These people don't care about any of us. Pastor Butch, your listeners may not know, that in 2012, U.S. agencies purchased 2.4 billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point bullets. That bullet is for one thing only: killing people. Why would U.S. agencies like Homeland Security need 2.4 billion bullets? Why in 2010 did the Census Bureau GPS every single individual's doorstep? Why would they do that? I live in a very remote location, and they hiked a mile behind a lock gate with very, very clear, no trespassing, guard dog signs. They hiked to my doorstep, not once, but twice, to GPS my doorstep. I called the Census Bureau. They couldn't answer why they did that. These dots aren't hard to connect. Now let's add the CB-19 scenario, and that should be clear by now. They are thinning the herd, and if it doesn't go fast enough, the bullets may be plan B or plan C. The writing is on the wall. This current paradigm can't be maintained, and they are going to play much bigger cards soon.
Well, they just came out with a movie entitled Civil War, and I haven't seen it. Don't know that it will. Some people say it's pretty good. Some I don't know about it all. Can't say anything. But movies have a lot for many times foretold the future of a country. We're going to Civil War. I don't know when or where or how exactly. With the election coming up, only God knows what could happen there. It's going to be nasty no matter how it goes. But so we're seeing many things happen. Yeah, they're arming I call them military. All the federal agencies basically are military now. Every one of them, even the IRS. So we're seeing this happen right now. Folks, prepare yourself. Things are going to change. Things are changing. They're about ready to put out another, from what I can understand, a fake pandemic. I don't know what they're going to do with it. How they're going to force people into getting vaccines. I like to think people learned the lesson, but most of them haven't, I'm sure. They're still taking shots for COVID. They're still giving them. Taking shots for flu and pneumonia, still catching it and dying from it, but no one seems to care. We've been snookering into the snookering in so much with our eyes wide open, it's hard to believe.
Our group, geoengineeringwatch.org, we are the largest and most visited website in the world and the subject of covert climate engineering operations. We don't do any advertising. We're not political in any way, shape, or form. And we work directly with other groups in the medical industry. We're working directly with Michael Yeadon's group. That's the former head of Pfizer that left because of what he knew was occurring, that this mRNA shot does permanent damage. It's fueling turbo cancers all over the planet. If we look at the actual statistics with VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System, that's a U.S. recording system, or EnduroVigilance, which is the European recording system, it's off the scale, way into seven figures and even eight figures for vaccine injuries right now, and the deaths are going up exponentially. Yes, how hard is this to connect? It shouldn't be. And in regards to what they can disperse, okay, let's tie all this together. With the current atmospheric dispersion platforms that they have, spraying particles all over the globe, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, surfactants, polymer fibers, and graphene. We know this from our lab testing. The last two, polymer fibers and graphene. We know those two elements are used militarily for biological warfare to carry a pathogen from the cloud to the ground. What's that doing in our rain? That means at any moment of their choosing, if they feel that people are waking up too fast, they're not ready, they can't deal with it, they can put something much more lethal in this mix, like Marburg or Ebola. Those are hemorrhagic fevers with about a 90% mortality rate. They can put that in the mix anytime they want and level the playing field, Pastor Butch.
It is absolutely amazing. And again, the masses are dead asleep. And folks, the line's open. If you want to call, I'm serious, 844-769-2944. We're not trying to scare you. Goodness knows, this is not what this program is about. It's a program trying to show you what Satan's enemies are doing to our country, to our world, to our children's futures. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know what else I can say. And, you know, we're producing facts for you. We can show you this in writing. Dane can point you to different teachings on different topics. And, Dane, if somebody wants to contact you and look at your website, how can they do that?
GeoEngineeringWatch.org. GEO, the word engineering, then watch.org. And we have our website contact is admin@geoengineeringwatch.org. And in regards to the dire nature of this data, Pastor Butch, here's the example I would give. If you're standing in the freeway at rush hour, are you better off facing traffic or turning your back to it? And I think that answer is clear. And we need to face traffic. We need to face the oncoming storm head on. And only in doing so can we find solace, can we, no matter what happens, can we be found at our post doing what our Maker would have us do until he relieves us. So the bottom line is running and hiding in our cabin on the Titanic won't save us. We need to get on deck and do everything we can while we can.
I totally agree with that. And with the war escalating every day, and we know what just happened with Iran and Israel, and whether you agree, no matter which way you go with this, folks, this war is going to expand. Israel is going to take revenge, and we know they are. Against, if you can believe the news, the world doesn't want them to. Is that true? I really can't say. I don't know. But all I know is it's going to expand in the Middle East. It's going to expand in the European Union. It's going to expand very, very quickly and very, very severely in the near future. As we watch all the nations push the bear a little harder all the time. It's going to blow up, folks. And as I taught in the lesson I just finished up, American Prophecy, this could be the hook that's put in the bear's mouth, so to speak, to draw it back into against the people of the U.S. And other nations in the world. Folks, this is happening as we speak. This is not a game. I'm not making it up. This is for real. Let's go talk to Dale in Ohio. Dale, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Pastor Paul. Yeah, I'm seeing the same things you're describing. Brown leaves on the tree, that they're always there. We have limbs and branches just falling down. There's hardly any bugs. I mean, it's been warm. This is already middle of April.
Yes.
I mean, there's just no bugs around. I mean, there's the birds. We used to have birds. I walk my Labrador. I mean, there's hardly any birds. There's no bugs. There's nothing.
I agree.
Okay. This is that report, Dale. I'm with you 100%, and I'm looking up right now from my location in the wilderness, and the only birds I see, and they seem to know where I'm at all the time, are buzzards. I always have buzzards circling me. They're maybe waiting for me to drop, you know, but you're 100% right. And we on the temperature swings, and I don't know if you've seen this there, Dale, and I want your listeners to hear exactly what just happened yesterday morning. Well, let me go back about 4 days. It was 80 degrees here. I mean, very uncomfortable in the sun because of the extremely intense UV. This is 4 days ago. Yesterday, it snowed here. We woke up to a blanket of snow here in my low elevation in California, and now it's almost 80 again today. That is not nature. That is chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. They're spraying cloud moisture with patented processes of chemical ice nucleating elements. And that's why we see the massive hail. Pastor Butch and Dale, you guys see that there's baseball-sized hail now all the time? You notice that?
Yes.
That's chemical ice nucleating elements, and they can create a cold, dense layer of air that descends to the surface, drops the temperatures temporarily and toxically, But at what cost? It's at the cost of an even worse overall warming of the planet, because the climate engineering, again, destroying the ozone layer, poisoning the forests, and this disruption of the hydrological cycle further fueling that. And now what they're going to do, we have record temperatures. In the U.S., they'll flip-flop. So they've just cooled down California. In fact, the departure for normal temperature map looked absurd yesterday. I can try to send you a copy, Pastor Butch. I've screenshotted it. California was deep blue, which means far below normal temperatures. The entire rest of the country was red. Now they're going to flip that. This is the scheduled weather based on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration quote forecast, which, again, is the scheduled weather. And this is what they've been doing in recent years. They'll flip that. And now the West is going to be under a bullseye of ionosphere heater-induced high pressure, which is how they steer the jet stream. The West is going to go to far above normal temperatures now, and the East is going to be cooled down. And they will likely flip it back later. They don't have the capability of cooling coast to coast all at once. Europe is going through record-shattering temperatures right now. And the schedule for Europe is to create a deep surface freeze, which is killing crops. I want to stress that. They've done that in California the last 7-8 years in a row. They will let everything bloom and bud, and they will surface flash freeze and annihilate agriculture. And they're about to do the same thing in Europe. Back to what Lyndon Johnson said in 1962. It's on the cover. It's on the beginning 15 seconds. Your listeners can look at the video of Lyndon Johnson if they go to geoengineeringwatch.org and view our weekly commercial-free broadcast called Global Alert News. First 15 seconds, Lyndon Johnson on film on the record stating, we had the power to control the world's cloud layer then. How much farther have they come in the last 62 years? And quote,
I agree.
They said, he who controls the weather controls the world. So I'll end with this. He who controls the weather controls the food supplies, thus controls the populations, thus controls the world.
Amen. And Dale, I have a question for you. Have you noticed that the winds of the last few years have picked up a lot, that we're getting a lot more wind than we used to? Have you noticed that up your way, too?
Oh, it's very windy.
We had nine tornadoes in week four last year in West Virginia, nine of them. The tornadoes in this state are very rare. They had a couple back in 1952. Tornadoes don't happen here. We had nine in one day in West Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Dale and Butch, if I could ask you about the wind, do you see, like, all or nothing, like, hard blowing or maybe still, and not a gentle breeze that might have been usual?
I mean, yes.
Okay. So that's indicative of climate engineering as well, all or nothing scenarios. So now if we look at the three primary forms of renewable energy, wind, hydro, solar, these operations are decimating all three forms. So when you block direct sunlight, you completely curtail solar production. That's what brought me into this equation. I have a background in solar. I work for the world's largest renewable energy firm, Vector Power. My home is on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. I was losing massive amounts of solar power from whatever these planes were dispersing. I knew that couldn't be just cold condensation, and we began to test our precipitation. So we have a blocking of direct sunlight, and that can block 60, 70, 80% of solar power production. That's not a 60, 70, 80% of visible light reduction, but it's direct sunlight that harms the solar panels. On the hydro, they can and are stopping precipitation from large areas. The Southwest has been part of that. They've given a little last couple of years, but it doesn't change anything when you get toxic rain. So it affects hydropower. And I'm back to the wind. With the wind farms, you see going up everywhere. Now the wind is either tends to be an all or nothing scenario. And it's the same thing here in California. I have three wind turbines. They are virtually worthless right now. So what happens with the wind? When you have the optimal speed for a wind turbine, if you double that speed, you get nothing from that turbine because it has to be shut down to keep it from blowing apart. If you cut that wind speed in half, if you cut the speed in half, you get 1/8 the power. In either scenario, those wind farms are worthless, and the solar farms are almost the same. That's now. True. And every single massive the hail events are annihilating whole solar farms in one storm.
That's very true. Dale, what else you want to add?
Hello.
Dale, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed for a long time the sun appears to be white, which means it's really hot. Now, is the sun really white hot, or is it the sky making it look white?
You're correct, Dale. You're correct. It's the lens through which you're seeing the sun. It's the reflective particulates in the atmosphere and the damage to the ozone layer. nothing has changed significantly with solar activity. You're looking at it through a different lens because of what's happened to the atmosphere.
Okay, good question. Anything else, Dale?
Your skin.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for being there. Appreciate it. All right, I think we have another call. Let me see if I can find who it was real quick. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing, Pastor Butch and Dane?
Pretty good,
it's an honor to talk to both of you.
Thank you.
I want to ask Dane about a couple of things here. Fukushima dumped some more radioactive water in the Pacific. What kind of harm is that happening? In Revelation 8:11 says wormwood destroys a third part of the rivers. What do you think causing that? Could it be nuclear weapons or bombs, depleted uranium? What do you think of that?
Thanks for your question, Bruce. Thank you very much. The Fukushima scenario, yes, bad, getting worse, no end in sight, no technology to fix it. And yes, the radioactive isotopes are showing up everywhere, even in fish in Alaska, the West Coast. It's a big problem. And if we continue on the current course, we're going to have dozens or hundreds of Fukushimas. Because of the damage to the atmosphere, now we're much more susceptible to a CME, coronal mass ejection, or a solar flare. If we have a Carrington-size event that happened in the 1800s here, that would shut down grids all over the globe. Now we have nuclear plants that can't cool themselves that will go into meltdown. We're painting ourselves into an unimaginably dark corner, and this is the part of the equation, back to the exponential part, that's so few people overlook and don't include, and by design, Matrix Media doesn't tell us about this. So, again, Fukushima is just the beginning. We have 442 nuke plants around the globe right now, and we have 60 more under construction. And Pastor Butch and Bruce, you probably hear people say, well, you know, they can't be doing this in our skies because they wouldn't do this to themselves. They've already done it to themselves. They've detonated 2,400 nuclear bombs, which contaminated everything. Project Starfish Prime, hydrogen bombs detonated in the magnetosphere, which we're still dealing with the repercussions from today. The nuclear plants that you just correctly named, Bruce. And back to the rivers, keep this in mind. There's not an uncontaminated drop of rain on planet Earth. And this bioavailable material is killing microbiome in fresh and salt water alike, and the destruction of the ozone layer allows intense UV radiation to, it's a very penetrating radiation. Bruce, and Pastor Butch, have you noticed, especially when the particulates are cleared from the sky more and the damage shows up after maybe a front passes through, how hot surfaces are, how hot it is in the sun? Have you noticed that?
Really, I haven't paid much attention, but I'm sure it has. Yes, go ahead.
Pay attention because it's there. You can, the interior of cars heat up much faster. That's why there's so many more people dying in cars now. That heats up the waters, Bruce. So you have a contamination in the waters, the runoff. You have a heating of those waters. Again, the oceans are staggeringly warm temperatures right now. Pastor Butch and Bruce, did you see that Florida water temperatures hit almost 102 degrees last summer? Did you see that?
I saw that. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. 102 degrees.
Does cause bad storms. Yes, it does.
It does, and they can steer or determine where those storms hit or don't. Hurricane suppression technology goes back well over half century. In fact, the U.S. military hurricane modification operations began in 1947 with Project Cirrus. They're deciding what hits, where it hits, and how strong it hits. Here's an example. Pastor Butch and Bruce, did you see what happened to Acapulco at the end of last year?
Yeah, they had a bad storm, really terrible storm.
It wiped them out. It literally wiped them out. They had a mediocre tropical depression with no warnings, none, that spun up to the strongest Category 5 to ever hit that section of the world in 12 hours. 12 hours.
Wow.
It's completely unprecedented. And if you haven't seen the flyover of Acapulco, you have to see it to believe it. It looks like an apocalyptic movie. They are done. It's never coming back.
We're in that time. I want to just add this. Bruce, have you ever seen so many storms come across our country, one after another, continuously?
Continuously.
It passes off the East Coast. One starts on the West Coast. A continual storm movement, high winds, snow, sleet, hail. It's been that way for going several years where I live, but it's getting worse every year. We're down, and Bruce, thanks for the call. I hate to run down last minute and a half. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. But very quickly, Dan, we got about about less than 2 minutes. What do you want to tell the folks in closing?
All of us are needed in this battle, and all of us have much more power than we've been trained to believe. Any one of us could be, as we state in the last moments of the Dimming documentary, which is on the homepage of Geoengineering Watch, that's an A to Z in this issue. You can view it for free. Any one of us could be the final pebble to trigger the landslide of awakening on this issue. If we can bring it to light, we have a chance of stopping it from the inside out, because then our military brothers and sisters would know what they're a part of. Not some benevolent planet-saving operation, exactly the opposite. We need to wake them up to what they're participating in. We have materials on the homepage of GeoengineeringWatch.org that we pass on for less than our cost of producing and shipping, just to get them into circulation. It helps to have photographs and our flyers and our booklets have all that in it. It's much easier to wake people up when you have pictures. But we have free links to show the Dimming documentary from your own home computer. Send that to elected officials, agricultural people. The list is endless. Send them that link. Tell them to view it. Tell them to address this issue while we still have time to make a difference.
All right. Well, Dane Wigington, thank you for your faithfulness to serving your fellow man, should say, and especially the Christians are listening tonight. They're trying to get their mind wrapped around all this. Thanks for your efforts for sticking through this for so many years. You've been a light trying to shine in a dark place many years, Dane. And God bless you what you're trying to do.
Team effort, Pastor Butch. Same gratitude to you.
I will talk to you again in the very near future, my friend. Have a great evening.
I'll look forward to it.
Well, Steve, we can even add. We've told you the truth best we can. Dane covered a lot of territory in a little bit of time. Our world is spinning into chaos. And I'm asking you to prepare yourself spiritually, physically, mentally for what's coming. It's not going to get any better. I don't want to scare you. I don't want to discourage you. It isn't. When you get the teaching I just offered you, if you don't get it, I want to tell you. If you don't know the future, that's all right. Don't get it. When you see that, you understand what's going on. Makes it a lot simpler to understand. And makes it make a lot more sense for all of you. For all of us. We'll see you tomorrow night, folks. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.